you'd like to lay back into Shavasana. So just check that your spine is straight and that your head is also in line with your spine, so that you form a perfectly straight line with your whole body. And remember to be perfectly still so that your body can rest while your mind remains active. And if you think you may fall asleep, you may like to take chin mudra by squeezing the pad of your thumb and index finger together. So just make any final adjustments. You may like to scoot up onto your shoulders, maybe tuck in the chin a little to ease out the back of the neck. So just scan your body for a moment, notice how it feels. And if there are any areas needing attention, just breathe into those areas, and as you exhale, just let go. So put the day behind you, and with your next exhalation, feel the weight of your body dropping downwards. And just bring your attention to your natural breath. Just watch the breath as it flows softly in and out through your nose. Become an observer of the breath. Just watch the breath with no attempt to change it. We're going to build up to the full yogic breath, but if at any time that becomes uncomfortable for you, just return to this natural flowing breath. So we'll start with abdominal breathing into the diaphragm. So when you breathe in, feel the abdomen expanding, and as you breathe out, feel the abdomen falling. And if you can't feel this, you may like to take one hand to the abdomen, maybe resting on your navel or belly button. Make sure the arm and shoulder feels comfortable. If that doesn't work for you, just rest your arm again by your side. So as you breathe in, feel the abdomen rising and expanding like a balloon. And as you exhale, feel the hand falling, the abdomen dropping towards the base of your spine. Breathing in, expanding. Breathing out, falling and releasing. And if you'd like to add a mantra or chant to yourself as you breathe in and expand the abdomen, say to yourself, so. And as you breathe out, hum. So, hum. Expanding the abdomen on so on the in-breath. And the abdomen falling, the hand falling on hum, the out-breath. Taking the breath a little higher now into the ribs, higher in the lungs. So if it suits you, you can bring one or two hands to the ribs, maybe right hand on the right ribs, left hand on the left ribs. You may just want to cross the right hand over to the left rib, almost hugging yourself if that feels more comfortable. But again, as you breathe in, expand the ribs, feel them lift and rise. And as you exhale, feel the ribs contract and reduce. Again, maybe using the mantra so on the in-breath and hum on the out-breath. chanting the mantra. So on the in-breath, hum on the out-breath. Moving the breath higher now into the upper lobes of the lungs, clavicular breathing in the collarbones and upper lungs. So if it suits you, you can bring one hand to your collarbones, maybe the right hand to the right one, or maybe crossed over to the left one if that doesn't feel too uncomfortable. So again, you're bringing the breath into the upper lungs, maybe crossing both hands across the chest, adding a little comfort to the body. So breathe in, expanding, rising, exhale, releasing, softening. Again, maybe using your chant, so on the in-breath and hum on the out-breath. And if that's at all uncomfortable, you can always bring your arms by your sides at any time. So breathing into the upper lobes, right up into the shoulders. Exhale, softening. Then release your effort and return to your natural breath. Just watch the breath as it gently flows in and out through your nose. And if you haven't already, you may like to just rest your arms by your sides, palms to the sky once more, space between your sides and the arms and hands. We'll try and take the full yogic breath now, utilizing those three areas we just worked on. So on your next in-breath, bring the breath in through the nose, into the abdomen, feel that expand, move the breath into the ribs and then to the upper chest and shoulders. As you breathe out, reverse that process, taking the breath out through the ribs, the abdomen, and maybe even out through your tailbone. Breathe in through the nose, filling the abdomen again, the ribs, the upper chest. Exhale out through the nose via the ribs, the abdomen, tailbone. And again, during this practice, you may like to use the So Hum mantra. So on your full in-breath, full yogic breath, and hum on the out-breath. So, and hum. Breathing in, so hum on the out breath. So means I am, hum means that. I am that. I am that. I am. I am creation, the universe. Continuing with that full yogic breath, I will count six more breaths. And then release your effort. Return to your natural breath once more. Observe the breath as it gently flows in and out through your nose. And we'll move on now to a relaxation, a yogic sleep, yoga nidra. But before we enter into this yogic sleep, we'll take a resolve or sankalpa. So a sankalpa or resolve, usually phrased in the terms I am. It may be something you aspire to be or want for yourself. An example is, I am healthy and kind. So take a moment to choose something that resonates with you in the phrase, I am something. And once you've decided on one or a few things, repeat that to yourself 3 times in your own head. On now to relaxation. So just ensure that you are comfortable. So make any further adjustments now so that you can be perfectly still for the next 10 minutes. The spine straight, the hips level and square, and the waist. Space between the legs, feet falling out to the sides. Palms a little away from the sides of the body, palms to the sky. Allow the breath to fall away now. Sense the delicate touch of your eyelids and of your lips. Soften your throat and relax your heart. The body settling, the body heavy. The physical body restful. We're going to use the mantra, so hum again. So gently become aware of the body breathing. Notice how the breath breathes the body. How the breath moves the body. And become aware of when you're breathing in and when you're breathing out. Saying softly to yourself, so, as you breathe in, and hum as you breathe out. So, hum. So, hum. very slowly release your effort. Notice your physical body, its stillness, its connection with the floor. So notice where your body meets the floor, from the back of your heels to the back of your head. Slowly become aware of the sound or sounds that you're making. Maybe the breath. Notice the sounds within this room as your awareness expands. Take your focus to any sounds outside of this room. And start to notice your body breathing once more, and how the breath moves the body. As you become aware of your in-breath, start to lengthen it, bringing energy back into the body. Feel ready, bring your awareness to your feet, and we're going to awaken the body now. So start to move the toes, feet and ankles, your fingertips, hands and wrists, turning the head from one side and then to the other. You may like a stretch or to draw your knees in. Just listen to what your body needs. You may just like to lie for that little bit longer. There's no rush, but when you're ready, bend your knees. Ease over onto your side. And take a moment here to observe how you're feeling. Notice your body. Notice your breath and your emotions. Carefully coming up to a comfortable seated position. And as you have been restful for a few minutes, bring your hands and ground them on the floor. Reconnect with the earth beneath you. And without disturbing yourself too much, bring your hands into prayer position, Anjali Mudra. Sit with a lovely straight spine. And you may like to repeat your affirmation, your sankalpa or resolve 3 times, maybe the phrase I am. And when you've completed your resolve or sankalpa, just release your hands into your lap so that I know that you've finished. Okay, so before we leave, let's bring some breath back into the body. So let's breathe in, lift the arms above the head. Exhale, hands to the heart. Lovely. Breathe in, raising the arms. Exhaling, palms down the centre line. And one more. Namaste.
Namaste.